now to a story about researchers trying to understand how dementia progresses. Alzheimer's is the most common form, but another form, frontotemporal dementia, also with a genetic link, affects about 60,000 people in the U.S., and it can rob them of their minds and personalities well before they reach old age. One man who lives in rural Washington State has the gene linked to this form of dementia, but so far he doesn't have the disease, and researchers are trying to understand why. Janelle Alicia from our partners at Kaiser Health News reports.
John Janda's mother, Lucille, was just 47 when she first started showing signs of frontotemporal dementia. The disease is not as common as Alzheimer's, but it generally strikes much earlier, and people often experience dramatic, even bizarre personality changes decades before they die.
Well, she couldn't focus on an issue, but she could remember little things, and she could remember things like old songs, things like that, and she could remember some people. It got worse as it got older. It got worse.
By the time Janda's mother died at 93, she could no longer recognize him unless he sang one of her favorite songs.
I'd sing her a little bit of what they call Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly, meet the band, Dolly. And she would say that. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. It makes me cry. But every time I do that, it makes me cry. I think I got that from her.
Many of Janda's aunts and uncles also suffered from frontotemporal dementia. And in 2009, after a health scare, he decided to be tested for the genetic mutation that can cause the disease. The result was positive, which meant John Janda would almost certainly suffer his mother's fate.
You have to look at what happened with people in your own family and what could possibly happen to you. So it is kind of an unnerving thing.
But something surprising has happened. At 68, John Janda is more than two decades older than his mom was when she got sick. And the contractor who builds custom homes is still fine. Tom Bird is his doctor.
He returned to work. He's still building houses. He's still an accomplished professional craftsman. He lives independently with his wife at home. He's going to be 69 years old this summer, and he's doing great.
On a recent afternoon, Bird met Janda at a relative's home. On the kitchen table is a diagram of Janda's family tree. Bird points to the top of the chart.
This is your family tree. And that's your mother.
Okay.
And there's you, John, and all your brothers and sisters. There are people in this generation of the family who have developed the disease.
Along with being Janda's physician, Bird is also a professor of neurology and medical genetics at the University of Washington in Seattle. Bird, along with his team, was among the first to discover the mutation that causes frontotemporal dementia. He's been studying Janda's family since the late 1980s. He's found four generations of that family that have been stricken with frontotemporal dementia. John Janda is among a rare group of people who, Bird says, appear to be protected from the disease.
We know they have the mutation, but for some reason, they live to a normal elderly age, die of something else, and never show signs of the disease. And we would love to know why. What a terrific clue that would be to a treatment for the disease and help them.
Bird says he and other researchers are collecting DNA from several families. Bird would like to test Janda's seven brothers and sisters for the mutation, but so far, they don't want to be burdened with the information. Because nothing can be done, there's no treatment and no cure for the disease. But John Janda says he wants to help solve the mystery.
One of the things that keeps me going the most is being able to help other people. I didn't think that I was even going to be alive.
In the months to come, more of Janda's DNA will be analyzed in hopes it will provide some answers to why he has so far escaped the disease that took the mind of his mother and so many of his other relatives. For Here and Now, I'm Janelle Alicia in Seattle.